The statement of this momentous event is just this, that individual human well-being must be in the hands of individuals. One should not be waiting for their well-being either to come from heaven or from some other leader or organization or some other force on the outside. The experience of human life must be created from within oneself. This is the science of yoga, that you can take charge of how you conduct your life within yourself. The nature of your experience, the quality of your experience can be fixed by you. There is enormous talk about stress and stress-related diseases today. Though as a generation of people, we are living in much more comfort than any other generation ever. The kind of comforts and conveniences that we are experiencing today, even royalty could not have 100 years ago. But we have not stopped complaining about our problems, because you can only get comfort and convenience by fixing the outside world. Only by fixing the interiority will you know true well-being. The science of yoga is just about this, about how to organize this interiority. This human mechanism is the greatest gadget on the planet. If you do not know how to take this to its optimal level, if your own thought, your own emotion is a stumbling block for you in your life, how can this go somewhere? Without being able to optimize the use of the human mechanism, trying to optimize the world around us is leading to ecological disasters. The route that we have taken in pursuit of human well-being, of doing things around us, is destructive, that everybody knows today. There is no more debate about it, everybody knows it's destructive. Human well-being can only happen by attending to the inward. The technologies of inner well-being, the vehicle of inner well-being is what yoga is about. Internationally, everybody else has recognized this because people are beginning to understand the inner well-being of the human being is the most important thing that needs to be attended to. Yes, the economy and other aspects have to be attended to, but the most important thing is within ourselves, if we do not know how to be, in pursuit of well-being, we are only destroying the planet, not creating well-being as such. So when economic well-being happens, it need not necessarily translate into human well-being unless a proper spiritual or inward journey happens to individual people. India can set this example. We are on the threshold of an economic breakthrough. Before this happens, if we instill yoga into our children, if we instill yoga into our youth, if you instill yoga into every aspect of our life, in the simplest form possible, wherever people are willing to start, if we do this, our economic prosperity, which we expect in the next 5 to 10 years, can translate into true human well-being. We once again wish to congratulate the Prime Minister. The Honorable Prime Minister has done an incredible job. This is a dimensional change that has come about in attitude. And now, it is not in the hands of the Prime Minister, it's in the hands of various yoga institutions to maintain quality, to make large-scale delivery across the planet. If the world takes to this, we will see the results in the coming years, that you will produce human beings who are healthy, who are equanimous, and whose ability to function in the world is hugely enhanced. This is what we want to create, an enhanced human being with equanimity and joy in their hearts. Please take this up and make this happen. Enhance your own lives and all the lives around you.